Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can't beat.
Oh, come on.
You can't beat Kennedy, 'cause you suck at trivia, you see.
What?
You won't get any more than two.
Skirt.
And she'll get more than you. That's why you're going to lose, 'cause you're a loser.
That's just fun. Christian from Salem. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning.
Now, Christian, you're a student at Salem State?
I am.
We love Salem State.
Yes.
I love Salem State.
Mm. Are you into class right now?
Yes, I'm actually going. I'm headed to the dance studio this morning.
Ooh.
For my class. Yeah.
What type of dance do you do?
I actually just got into dance, so I'm still exploring it. I don't know yet.
You know, Christian, I've been known to pop, lock, and drop it. You're going to need a partner.
I love it.
Christian, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
Can you drop it like it's
thank
hot, too?
I don't know. I don't get the knees for it.
Christian goes, I'll keep that in mind.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. Kennedy has left the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. She's got 2,998 wins, 250 losses. Again, you tie, you lose. Question number one. President Trump is reportedly talking to television executives and producer Mark Burnett about going back to reality TV when he's out of the White House. Donald Trump previously had a reality show on NBC. What was it called?
It was The Entrepreneur or something like that. I forget the name.
Question number two.
The Apprentice.
Okay. Question number two. Keanu Reeves' girlfriend was mistaken for Helen Mirren last weekend, and Helen says she was flattered. Keanu Reeves has most recently starred as a retired hitman who's been forced back into action in which movie franchise?
I don't know.
Question number three. This week's new music includes songs from Jason Derulo, Snow Patrol, and country singer Luke Combs. Jason Derulo is set to co-star in the upcoming film adaptation of which classic long-running Broadway musical?
Cats.
Question number four. HBO is giving away gigantic cardboard boxes so that college students can go inside them and stream HBO in peace without being bothered by their roommates.
So rattled by this.
I think it's funny.
Christian, is that something you need?
No, I'm actually an RA, so I don't have a roommate.
Hey, smart move.
Which of these is not an HBO show? The Wire, Sex and the City, or Dexter?
Sex and the City.
Question number five. Some people say Kylie Jenner and Drake are dating. Others say they're just friends. Are they over or under 10 years apart in age?
I'd say over.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Have you decided your major yet at Salem State?
Yes, I'm a history and secondary education major.
Didn't they change it? It's not Salem State anymore, right?
Salem
University?
Salem State.
Is it? Thought they changed to
It was a different school.
Oh, okay.
Go Vikings.
I have Christian as three correct, Kennedy.
Okay.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Question number one, President Trump is reportedly talking to television executives and producer Mark Burnett about going back to reality TV when he's out of the White House. Trump previously had a reality show on NBC. What was it called?
The Apprentice.
Tied at one. Question number two, Keanu Reeves' girlfriend was mistaken for Helen Mirren. Or Helen Mirren, they thought was
no,
Keanu
I know,
Reeves.
Yeah.
Right. She says she was very flattered. Keanu Reeves has most recently starred as a retired hitman who's been forced back into action in which movie franchise?
John Wick.
So good.
Don't mess with a man's dog.
2-1. Question number three. New music is out this week from Jason Derulo, also from Snow Patrol and country singer Luke Combs. Jason Derulo set to co-star in the upcoming film adaptation of which classic long-running Broadway musical?
Cats.
3-2. Question number four. HBO is giving away gigantic cardboard boxes so that college students can go inside them and stream HBO in peace.
So weird.
Kennedy, of these three shows, which one was not on HBO? The Wire, Sex and the City, or Dexter?
Huh. The Wire.
Sex and the City.
Dexter was on Showtime.
Ugh.
3-2. Question number 5. Some people say Kylie Jenner and Drake are dating. Are they over or under 10 years apart?
Under. Crap.
11 years apart. Kylie's 22. Drake is 33.
Get out.
We end up in a 3-3 tie. Wow. Good job, guys. I'm sorry, Christian. With the tie, you get the loss. You don't get the $100. But I do have some concert tickets. You're going to go see Alice Merton. She's going to be at the Paradise Rock Club on November 18th. So you enjoy those, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right.
Person from the text line real quick. They changed it Salem State College to Salem State University.
Yeah, okay. I thought they'd had a name change. Anyway, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Christian?
I'm Christian from Salem, Massachusetts, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat, you can't beat Kennedy, cause you suck at trivia, you see. You won't get any more than 2, and she'll get more than you. That's why you're going to lose, cause you're a loser.
A little special treat there with the intro to Campy Kennedy this morning. Let's see, we have Matt, who is from Boston. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
Matt, you could go down in infamy this morning. You could go down in infamy. There's no pressure on you, but Kennedy has 2,999 wins. You could be her 3,000th win.
That'd be incredible.
He's like, okay.
Okay. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions, Matt. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. You tie, you lose. She's now over there in that soundproof studio, and she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number 1. This foul-mouthed Hell's Kitchen and Kitchen Nightmares celebrity chef turns 53 years old today. What is his name?
Gordon Ramsay.
Question number 2. Check out a previously unreleased George Michael song called This Is How. It's in the new movie Last Christmas. What was the name of the successful English pop duo Michael's got his start with?
I don't know.
Okay. Question number 3. U.S. women's soccer star Megan Rapinoe is Bosley in a new promo for Charlie's Angels, the movie? Did the U.S. women win the last World Cup? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Question number 4. It was recently announced that this actress will return as the narrator for the new Gossip Girl. It'll be on HBO Max. She was the narrator of the show for all 121 of the previous episodes. What is her name?
Blake Lively.
Question number 5. Ozzy Osbourne confirmed that he will release a new song today on his official Twitter account. Ozzy's on Twitter?
I guess so.
That is so rock and roll. He also posted a preview of the song on there. Which metal band was Ozzy in?
I forget the name.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Matt.
Oh, boy.
You have 3 correct?
No, 2.
2. Only 2 right, I think. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Matt got 2 out of 5, I think.
Okie doke.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
You nervous?
Well, there's no confetti, so I don't know how I feel about it.
You don't know if there's no confetti, Kennedy. Just you wait.
All right.
Question number 1. This foul-mouthed Hell's Kitchen and Kitchen Nightmare celebrity chef turns 53 today. Who is he?
Gordon Ramsay.
All right. Tied at 1. Question number 2. George Michael has a new song, Kennedy. It's called This Is How.
Yeah.
It's unreleased. It's in the new movie Last Christmas. What was the name of the successful English pop duo that he was a part of?
Wham.
2-1. Question number 3. U.S. women's soccer star Megan Rapinoe is Bosley in a new promo for Charlie's Angels, the movie.
I love that.
Did the U.S. women win the last World Cup? Yes or no?
Yes.
They did. They beat another team. 3-2. Question number 4. It was recently announced that this actress will return as the narrator for the new Gossip Girl series on HBO Max after serving as the narrator on the show for all 121 previous episodes. Who is she?
Kristen Bell.
I didn't know that.
4-2. Question number 5.
Hey, give me a heart attack over there.
Ozzy Osbourne confirmed he will release a new song today on his official Twitter account.
Okay.
Kennedy, which metal band did Ozzy come up with?
Black Sabbath.
That is right.
Wow.
Confetti cannon. Bang, bang, bang.
Thanks, guys.
You're winning a life every day. You don't need our confetti, Kennedy.
Okay.
Woo! Thank you, Annie.
3,000 victories for Kennedy. Wow, wow, wow. Congratulations,
Thank
Kennedy.
Thank you.
The two's been on the board so long, it won't come off.
It won't come off. 3,000 wins, 250
wow.
losses.
To 3,
How about that?
Wow.
Matt, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. I do have a pair of tickets for you to see a Pentatonix Christmas Tour 2019, December 10th at Aganis Arena. You enjoy those. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Matt from Boston, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Well, you joined a very illustrious list.
Thank you, Matt.
You and 2,999 other contestants. Wow. Can you believe it, Kennedy?
No, I can't believe we've been playing it that long.
3,250 games.
And that's not counting redemption weeks.
I mean, the View just celebrated 5,000 episodes. We've just played Can't Beat Kennedy 3,500 times.
Take that, a slight word, baby.
You've been handing out whoopings for a minute.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
There you go.
You can't beat Kennedy, 'cause you suck at trivia, you see. You won't get any more than two, and she'll get more than you. That's why you're going to lose, 'cause you're a loser.
Classic there, right, Kennedy?
You know, it brings me back to the days of suits. And their garbage taste.
All right, Leslie's from Quincy. Good morning,
hey.
Leslie.
Q-Town, baby.
Good morning. Good morning.
So Kennedy lives in Quincy. Annie lives in Quincy. Leslie lives
I know.
In Quincy. There's
Girl.
Nobody left.
It's the best city in the world.
Who's keeping an eye on the neighborhood?
Quincy's
well,
bigger than
we're
you
awesome.
Think.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Leslie?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. Leslie, you get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself some cash. She's got 3,000 wins, 250 losses. She's left the studio. She cannot hear anything that is about to happen. Again, if you tie, you lose. Question number one. On this day in 1847, author Bram Stoker, was born. Stoker is best known for creating which classic fanged character?
Dracula.
Question number two. A woman bought a hoodie at Chris Brown's yard sale the other day, and when she checked the pocket, she found a pill bottle full of weed.
It's very on brand.
Yep. It was called Panda Smoke. Speaking of pandas, who voiced the main character, Po, in Kung Fu Panda?
It's the best segue.
Oh, my God. What is his name? I can see his face. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. He did School of Rock. Yeah. I can't remember. Ugh,
are
awful.
We as a society running out of weed names that were a panda smoke?
I don't know.
Question number three. Jimmy Fallon broadcasts his show from the University of Texas, and as a thank you, he ended up paying the tuition of 3 lucky students. All the athletic teams from the University of Texas are called the what?
Longhorns.
Hook 'em horns.
Question number four. During this week's Monday Night Football game, a black cat ran onto the field, and it still has not been caught.
I love him.
It's not even clear if it's still in the building, though. A black cat crossing your path is known to be a symbol for what?
Bad luck.
Quest number five. It was 46 years ago today. Disney's animated version of Robin Hood came out. In the stories of Robin Hood, he steals from the rich and gives to the poor, often being chased by the sheriff of where?
Nottingham.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right.
Wow.
3,000 wins for Kennedy, 250 losses. Quite it. What a day.
What a day.
What a day to be alive. Our first Campy yeah. Kennedy game going back to May 4th, 2009.
Unbelievable.
Kennedy. A lot has happened since 2009.
I should
say. A lot of days.
37 boyfriends.
A lot less hair.
You're right over there, Carson.
A lot more me and Annie.
Yay!
Leslie got 4 out of 5.
Wow, Kennedy. Well done, Leslie.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
On this day in 1847, author Bram Stoker was born. He's best known for creating which classic fanged character?
Count Dracula.
Tied to one, question number two. A woman bought a hoodie at Chris Brown's yard sale the other day. Did you see that story, Kennedy?
Yes, it was so ridiculous.
When she checked the pocket, she found a pill bottle full of weed.
Like you do.
The weed was called Panda Smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of pandas.
That's awesome, Dan.
Who voiced the main character, Po in Kung Fu Panda?
Jack Black.
2-1. Question number three. Jimmy Fallon did his show from the University of Texas, and as a thank you, ended up paying the tuition of three lucky students.
Wow.
All the athletic teams from the University of Texas are called the what?
Longhorns?
3-2. Question number four. During this week's Monday Night Football game, you may have seen a black cat run onto the field. They still have not caught the cat, Kennedy. They don't even know if it's still in the building or not. A black cat crossing your path is known to be a symbol for what?
Bad luck. But if they walk away from you, it's good luck. Just FYI.
Oh.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Can you say that about people, too?
Unfortunately, no.
You got a lot of good luck. Right, Kennedy?
Me, absolutely. Her, not so much. People love her.
What?
He was like, I can't be mean to Annie. Okay.
I was looking directly at Annie when I made that statement, and she was just like...
paralyzed.
It's me. 4-3, question number five. 46 years ago today, Disney's animated version of Robin Hood came out. In the stories of Robin Hood, he steals from the rich and gives to the poor, often being chased by the sheriff of...
Nottingham.
Yes, nice. Wow, Kennedy.
Boss.
Un fuego.
Quincy's not big enough for the both of you.
Sorry, Leslie. Actually, right? There's tons of room.
5-4 is the final score. Leslie, you don't get the cash, but you do have four tickets to go see Urban Nutcracker December 19th at Box Center Schubert
Excellent.
Theater. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I am Leslie from Quincy, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.